A.
I'm Dan Short, your MP. Delighted to be speaking to you today. My wife apologises that she couldn't be here with me, but she isn't well and is at home. I'm sure you have all read the news about the arrival of a new addition to our family. I expect that you have also read of the plans to build a new out-of-town shopping centre. This will attract all the big-name stores to the area. About time, too, I can hear some of you saying. It is something this town has needed for a very long time. We've been doing some very new thinking about transport to the centre. All the details will be given at a public meeting to be held at the town hall next Tuesday.
B.
I would like to welcome you to the school this evening and thank you for turning out in such bad weather. I saw a nasty accident on my drive in this morning, which was most unfortunate. The delivery van also had trouble in the school drive. Let us hope our return journeys will be easier. I expect you have read in the papers and heard on the radio and television for some time now the debate about making changes to the school year. We have held a number of meetings within school to discuss the matter. The issues are very complex and affect all aspects of school life. There are lots of things to think about. We have produced a fact sheet with all the details to help parents to know more about what is involved.
C.
This is a very mixed up kind of a day for me today. I am both happy and sad. You've been a great class and I've enjoyed working with you all for the last 3 years. We've shared many events, such as Tina's wedding and Claire's new baby. Now it's time for me to try something different. I am going to start my own business, working as a personal trainer and coach for people who want to keep fit and healthy. Sadly, that means next week will be our last class together. I don't know if another instructor has been appointed, so you may have to keep an eye on the notice board to find out what will be happening.